It's Paul Smolin, M.D., your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Doc Smo here, your PEDcast host. Thanks for joining me today for another installment of DocSmo.com, bringing you relevant parenting information that will help parents from preschool all the way to grad school. Get ready. Today we're going to have a lively discussion of a topic that until recently I knew very little about. Today I'm going to bring you some new research with regards to screen time in children less than 2 years of age. How does TV and other screens affect very young children? Well, there was some new stuff presented at the October meeting of the Academy of Pediatrics, new research that I think you need to hear about. And based on this research, things are looking pretty bad for the educational videos. But things are looking pretty good for traditional play. You will see from today's discussion that experts feel that screen time actually may interfere with a parent's talking to their children, which has the effect of reducing a child's language stimulation, creative play time, and problem-solving abilities. The conclusions of recent research really make sense. Children learn best when they have a direct one-on-one guidance by a caring adult, especially their parents. Let's explore this a little in today's PEDcast. I encourage you to read the specifics of the AAP statement, that's the Academy of Pediatrics statement, which I have linked on my site in what I call the SMO Notes. It really is very interesting, and I think it may change some of your basic core concepts about parenting. It did mine. I will attempt to summarize the conclusions for you right now. Children less than 2 years of age do not have good enough language ability to understand much of the content presented by a screen, and therefore do not learn language as well from a screen as they do from a parent. In fact, time they spend watching videos or TV under 2 years of age lessens their time talking to an adult or older child and actually slows their language learning. Background TV, that is, just having a TV on in the house, is also harmful as it distracts a parent from talking to their children, a fact that is borne out by recent research. Infant and toddler programming may be entertaining, but should not be marketed as educational because there really is no evidence that it is. And finally, parents who allow a TV in their child's bedroom may be adversely affecting their child's quality of sleep, not to mention allowing too much screen time. Okay, so that's what the experts say. But let's talk about the real world. Easy access to TV and other screens is a fact of our daily lives. We need to learn to live with them. I don't know about you, but almost every time I read a new AAP set of recommendations, I begin to feel guilty about the way my wife and I treated our children. I agree with the AAP that traditional play is better for very young children than watching a screen, but I'm skeptical about the background exposure argument. Think about it. You could make the same arguments about radio, books, newspapers, or even having a guest at your house. Lots of things can interfere with a parent talking to their children. Should we ban these as well? I think most of us would say not, and I suspect that most pediatricians have not followed all the Academy recommendations when their children were under 2 years of age. I think we should think of these new recommendations as goals and not as absolute rules. So here is what I want you to strive for. I think parents should try and maximize language stimulation to their children. Talk to them and reinforce their language, especially in toddlers. That's when they're learning so much language so fast. It's easy to forget that they are learning a new language. Read to your children whenever you can. And don't use the TV as a babysitter. That's really bad. Try not to have meals in front of the TV. It's distracting to everyone, and it inhibits conversation. Creative toys or real-world objects that they can play with and manipulate are much better than educational videos, especially for children under 18 months of age. Whenever possible, get down on the floor and play with your children. They learn from imitation, and your presence makes the whole exploration and play fun. If possible, supervise your children's TV viewing, explaining, teaching, and reinforcing your values as they relate to whatever's on the TV. And finally, and here's what I consider an absolute, do not allow your children to have a TV or video game in their bedrooms. Their sleep quality may be harmed, and with the screen in their control, enforcing limits on screen time becomes virtually impossible. Children must be good learners, and language is essential to that learning. For a moment, imagine you were dropped off in a country where you spoke none of the language, and you needed to learn to communicate as fast as possible. Which do you think would be the easiest and fastest way to learn the new language? By being dropped off at a movie theater and watching many, many hours of film? Or by having a private tutor teach you the language by showing you things one word at a time? Well, I think the answer is obvious. The tutor. And I think this is a good analogy to what young children are up against, making sense of their world, and is in keeping with the new research. Having that tutor, you, the parent, showing your child things, explaining language, reinforcing language, is way better than them watching and learning language from a television. I hope you enjoyed that discussion and found it useful. My goal is always to bring you practical and relevant information that you can use. If you found this information useful, explore the DocsMo library for other topics that might interest you. I post a podcast weekly, as well as other content, such as short essays that I call From the Desk Of, or my lunchtime interviews with my partners, which I call the Lunchroom Lowdown. To get the latest content right away, make sure you subscribe on iTunes or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. While you're at it, make sure you tell a friend who might enjoy learning things about pediatrics and their children. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, hoping you are able to begin to wean your young children from the screen. Until next time. I want to thank the following people for help with the production of this podcast: David, Golden Voice Jaffe, for his intro voiceover. Seth Jaffe, the Rocket Man Barrister, for his inspirational guidance. Wendy Smolin, chief of our talented legal staff. Sarah, the Wizard Smolin, for her digital editing and photography. And Robert Beezer, Ben Smolin, and Jerome Moof for producing this beautiful intro and outro music you were listening to. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocsMo.com website. This DocsMo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.